Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ingrid Stuker-Jurgen. And good morning to you, Ingrid.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And the first thing I need to say, you're working for RSVP, and people are used to seeing it at the bottom of an invitation. That's not what you're about.
No, it's not. RSVP stands for Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. But I like to say that you don't need to be retired and you don't need to identify as a senior to take part in RSVP. So we're looking for people, yeah, like 55 and better who are willing to give some time to their community,
okay,
even an hour.
And I like that, you know, you're not really real age specific, because I know some people don't like to be called seniors. They'd rather be called mature. Or some other description. Anyhow, it's about folks who have some time that they'd like to give to their communities. So,
right.
And that maybe kind of says the mission, but tell us a little more about this program, what it's supposed to do.
Okay. So nationally, RSVP was started 50 years ago, and it's a grant program of AmeriCorps seniors. And really, RSVP is an investment in our communities. So it provides funds to help find volunteers, provides mileage reimbursement, and volunteer appreciation to support local organizations. So we pair local nonprofits, healthcare organizations, and government with older Iowans who are looking for meaningful ways to give back to their communities.
And probably have fun, because as I understand,
right,
the volunteers kind of get to choose what it is they want to do and work on and work with. So, hey, that should be fun.
Right. We want it to be fun.
Yes, for sure. So how do you go about finding these volunteers?
Well, we are just trying to get our name out there and let people know that we're looking for people to help in the community. And also, as we start working with different organizations in the community, people who have an affiliation or a heart for what those organizations are doing, hopefully will hear about us through the work of the organization.
Okay, so really it's a team play where both the volunteers and what they're going to volunteer for kind of need to get together. And is that getting together part of your job?
Yes, my job really has two parts. One part is looking for people in the community that want to help, and it's finding organizations that utilize volunteers to deliver their services. I work for the Iowa Department on Aging, and because they're our sponsor organization, our initial focus is finding volunteers to deliver services that allow older Cass County residents to live independently and to age in place. So we all know someone who's getting a little older who wants to stay in their home as long as possible, but they might need a little help, maybe with the lawn mower or getting some rides somewhere, some light chores around the home. And we want to recruit volunteers to perform those home and community-based services to keep that individual in their home. And then we're also looking, so my other part of my job is we're looking for partner organizations in the community that provide or would like to provide those services, like food and meals, transportation, light chores, or companionship to seniors who are living independently. So it's really neighbors taking care of neighbors.
In the past, when you've talked about this, I guess I need to see if that definition you just gave can be expanded. I was particularly interested when you said you might be looking for a person who likes to write, and they could do that for an organization.
Sure. So another part of our grant is looking for people who can help the community at large. So we have some focus areas that we're really trying to find, but we're also finding looking for people in the community that can help organizations in general. So we kind of have two parts to what we're doing.
Well, there's so many people who probably are busy. I'm talking about the retired folks or others who want to volunteer, who do have specific skills that they really enjoy using and sometimes don't have that opportunity.
Right, I agree. That's, one of the things that I really like about the RSVP program is that, you know, so when I was first starting out and first, my husband and I were first married, we gave to the community through volunteering because we had more time than money, I guess I would say. And then as we were raising our children, we looked for opportunities that they felt like they could give to the community. And now as we're getting older, we're finding that our skills are as important as our time in the things that we're volunteering for. And RSVP, what I like about it so much is that it looks for people 55 and older to take their hard-earned skills and their hard-learned life experiences and bring those in to benefit the community.
Great, great tying things together. So what counties do you work in?
I work in Cass and Fremont and Montgomery and Shelby and over in Powashik also too. And then I have on the western side of the state, I also have a coworker who is in Harrison, Monona, and Woodbury. So Iowa Department on Aging has 12 counties that we're serving actually throughout Iowa.
All right. How do we get in contact with you, Ingrid?
There's a few ways. Because my name, Ingrid Stuker-Driggen, is so long, I'll give you a short email address.
Okay.
IDARSVP. So IDA for Iowa Department on Aging. IDARSVP at iowa.gov. And then my phone number is 515-975-3063. And we also have a Facebook page. If you go on Facebook and look for IDARSVP, and you might throw Iowa in your search, you'll find our Facebook page, and you can message me through that, too.
Okay. Several ways. And it's good you have the phone connection. Not everybody is happy working with their computers or don't have a computer.
Right.
So it's good to have that phone number. Is there someone in locally who they, I'm going to say, they didn't get your phone number today, although we can put that on the website. So then what can they do? Is the chamber, the extension office, who is going to have your contact information?
Locally, I'm still looking for partnering with organizations, so we're still getting started. So right now, I would say the easiest way to get in touch with me would be by phone or Facebook. So again, our number is 515-975-3063. And then I'm really looking forward to, you know, making those connections in the community so that, and I would like to eventually have a presence where I'm on a scheduled basis. There's a place you'll be able to find me in town.
Good, good. In a number of those towns, you're going to be on the road a bit, Ingrid.
That'll be part of my job.
Yeah. I want to know something about you, Ingrid. Now, you've mentioned you were married, you have children, but let's start a little earlier than that. Where did you grow up, and what were some of your interests as you were growing up?
Sure. I'm a Wisconsin girl, so I grew up in Wisconsin. I did a lot of, my family liked to spend a lot of time outside, so we camped, we hiked, we sailed. Lake Michigan is like a second home to me. I did not grow up on the lake, but spent a lot of time camping and sailing there. And then I was transplanted to Iowa when I attended Luther College in Decorah.
Yes.
And I've been an Iowan ever since. So after college, I moved to Des Moines and worked at Principal and got my master's degree at Drake University. And I have to say that I didn't ever picture myself working in a big corporate world and felt a little lost when I moved to Des Moines and started working at Principal. So I looked for volunteer opportunities, honestly, to find a kind of sense of purpose. Eventually, I became a director of a nonprofit in Iowa, and I've served on several nonprofit boards since then, too.
Does your current family, do you still enjoy camping and those kinds of things?
We do. I have two boys that are swimmers, and I don't know if you've ever had swimmers, but they have, they kind of go year-round, and so we've used camping as our hotel, kind of, to go to some swim meets, but their schedule has kind of overtaken my life as far as taking some of my time for camping, but we do enjoy being outside together. The boys love to fish, and travel to Alaska to visit my sister and fish there, too.
Yeah, that would be a different kind of fishing.
It is. It's great.
Okay. Well, now, just as a last reminder, this is a kind of new program in Southwest Iowa. Today, we've been particularly talking about Cass County, but there are those other counties. And why don't you give your phone number and your web or your contact information, your email, one more time.
Sure. You can reach out to Ingrid. That's me. And my number is 515-975-3063. And you can email me also at idarsvp@iowa.gov.
All right. Thank you so much, Ingrid. And I know we'll be seeing
Thanks
you around the community.
Me.
You bet. Till next time, here's a thought. Volunteers don't get paid because they're worthless, but because they are priceless.